Hi everyone. This is an interesting question. Dear Claire, I'm going a little round in circles with the being movement and the document. And this is, I think, from different coaches who are writing out a document that says, I am a series of I am statements. I am love. I am the joy in the world. I am everything that I was born to be. And the listener says, I found great value in creating the document and identifying negative self-beliefs that were under the surface and creating I am statements. However, something is holding me back from speaking the document each day as it feels like doing being. When I am connected to my being, it feels like nothing else is required. I would love your input on this as I can see people have enormous value from it. However, I want to be careful it does not play into securing the ego and identity. I think almost everything can be a prop up for the ego, a way of finding or trying to find security within this separate idea of me, or almost everything can be a way to expose all the confusions around what I really am. And so I think, like everything, this a document, an I am document, comes down to how it's being used. And I would say that the two things that are really interesting are, firstly, what is the I? Really, what is the I? And if the document is a way of deeply inquiring into all the beliefs, all the confusions around where behavior comes from, how decisions are made, how perception appears, then brilliant, because it's an orientation towards deep inquiry, which is an orientation towards truth. And the truth of what we are, as the listener says, doesn't require anything. It's just what we are is unconditional love. What we are is deepest peace. So it doesn't require any, we don't have to go via beliefs to get there. The inquiry dissolves beliefs to reveal what we are. So that's the first element. The second element is the practice an orientation that is deeper into the world and with real rigor. So if I've got a statement, I am love. I am loved. I am love. I give love out in the world. I stand for love. That on its own is completely meaningless, isn't it? Until I'm in the world. And I'm in the world with people telling me what they want from me, telling me where what I'm doing is upsetting them, telling me where I need to change in order to support them more. And now that's interesting, because now there's a tension between this sort of ivory tower that I could put myself in. I'm love. I don't really have to listen to anyone. I don't really have to own where the areas in my life where I'm creating problems for people or where I'm not enough for people, because I am love. But when the statements are, do these stand up with lunch with my family, in the board meetings, on the school run? Do they stand up when things are really tough? When there's not much money, or there's not much energy, or I'm ill? when are they not being acted out is really interesting. And that's an exercise in humility, isn't it? In humbleness. It's an exercise in really listening and hearing from other people. And so I think if these documents are simultaneously creating deep inquiry within about really what that I is, and deep immersion into the world, then they're powerful. If like everything, if they're used as a way of protecting myself, maintaining a self-identity that has to be held onto at all cost, if they're used as a way of creating distance and separation, creating an idea that I'm somehow better than you, then all they are is a prop for the ego, isn't it? So yeah, so it depends, like everything, on how it's being used. And the I would say the humility with which it's being used is really interesting. Yeah. So thank you. Lots of love. Bye.